Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I just had CNN on. They just showed an amateur piece of video that was shot yesterday of the Concorde. This is video, not a photograph. It's amazing. Somewhere, somehow, somebody's got a video camera going. Now, it doesn't matter what's happening anymore, that somebody's got a camera. I mean, some kind of atomic implosion could take place at the South Pole, and a penguin would just happen to have a digital under his fin or something. But someone was driving down a highway in just outside of Paris and caught, I'd say, about what they have, what CNN has, is about a good 10 seconds of that plane burning as it is racing across the sky just above the horizon. And you can well imagine the pilot, who, by the way, is a hero for avoiding inhabited buildings as well as he did, for avoiding the small village that was there, that it could have been an absolute catastrophe beyond the pale if that Concorde loaded with jet fuel had come down in that town. And so whoever that man is, that guy's a hero for steering that thing into a clear area, into those cornfields, where, you know, it finally crashed and blew up. But you can see the video, you can see this thing streaming across the sky. And the guy driving the truck, there were two, looked like a truck to me because there was a two-way radio hanging from the ceiling of it, from the roof of it. That just absolutely stunning to look at that and imagining what's going on in there. All right, well, we're going to move on with the program now on the Phil Henry Show, and it's time for On the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Travel agent Colleen Kristen Brewster, looking on the bright side.
Go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
And she's broadcasting from Schaefer's Restaurant. This is Schaefer's Tavern in Laguna Beach. Colleen, how are you? Colleen, I can't hear you. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm doing really, really well. And I heard what you said about the Concorde, and it's very sad, and we are really, really sad. And our hearts go out for the victims of the families and for the survivors of the crash as well. And we really hope that things are going to go better for the people, obviously, who died in the crash, and for the people who, you know, have to go through the process of sifting through it. It's really sad.
Now, Colleen, we're going to kind of talk a little bit here about some of the things that you've got going on in the travel business, but as long as we have you on the line, I guess a lot of travel agents are looking at this thing as well today and thinking, boy, I'm sure glad they're not my customers, right?
Well, you know something, Phil? A lot of travel agents, you know what? We're not taking any reservations on the Concorde, but you know something? I remember my father saying, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I am committed to make On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster the number one travel agency in the world. We're really, really sorry, Phil, that this has happened, and on behalf of all the travel agents all over America and all over the world, I want to say that it's terrible what happened. I speak on behalf of all the travel agents when we say we're really sorry about this, and we are obviously concerned that this not affect our business. So let's look on the bright side, everybody, and don't postpone those travel plans. I can assure you that On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we are not going to book anybody on Concorde, that's for sure, obviously.
They're flying.
Well, I think for now we should avoid, and what I'm asking all my fellow travel agents to do, and I'm going to do the same thing, and that is, Phil, to avoid booking travel to France. I think it's really, you know what, I think it's really important that we not go to France and we not involve ourselves in anything French, because of the fact that the travel business is about making people feel good. And you know what, let's move on. Let's put this Concorde thing behind us. It was yesterday, it's not today. And let's book those big travel plans, Phil, because I know people will have fun.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster with us. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is your travel agency, right, Colleen?
Yes, it is, Phil. And we're located in Laguna Beach. We do have a Los Angeles number.
All right, well, before we give out the number, let me just ask, and I'll give out our phone number here to the Phil Henry Show is 1-800-449-8686. You made a very good point. A lot of your, obviously, a lot of your business is traveling on airlines, and you just had a plane crash. How does that impact you?
Well, Phil, like I said, we're not focusing on the crash. We really don't want to talk about that. We just want to focus on let's get people traveling again. And because, and you may think that I'm being heartless and cruel because I don't want to talk about the crash, but I only really want to talk about things that make people feel good. That's what being in the travel agency business is. That's why I'm a good travel agent. And there are a lot of really, really bad ones. And you know what? You know, I really respect them, but they're not as good as me because I focus on what's good and not what's on what's bad.
All right, but again...
So what I'm saying is, Phil, because, you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The Deutschland is the ship, Phil, that was going to take those people down to South America. And you know what? There's 100 seats available today. There's a good side and there's a bad side to everything. And you know what? There's a
Yeah, but those are the 100 seats that were going to be taken by the German tourists.
Yeah, but you know what? They're available today. And so I want to let everybody know that On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, if you give me a call, possibly we can get you booked. I can get you out on a red eye tonight. The ship doesn't leave until tomorrow.
Isn't there something just a little bit wrong with taking those seats?
You know what, Phil? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. My father always said that. Yeah, it's really, really sad what happened to those people. But are we going to sit here and not live? Are we going to sit here and not move on with our lives? I'm in the travel business. And you know what? We believe in people having a good time. And you know what? I'm really sad about what happened, but we have to move on.
But those are 100 seats that are now available on that cruise ship, which were ordinarily going to be taken by other people. I imagine there are people on that ship who might have been friends and family, who might have been co-workers, who might not want to be sitting next to other people.
You know, a smile goes a long way. That's why the Colleen Kristen Brewster theme song is, you know, have a sunshine day. And that's what we say to people. Have a sunshine day. And make sure that everyone recognizes that win or lose, we're here to stay. We're on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Our number's 213-251-3189. And you can still book holidays with us.
All right, well, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What are some of the other travel things that you've got going on?
So we got a fun Mexican fiesta. We're going to have a Caribbean trip. We don't advise anybody to book any trips to France. Don't think about any French. Don't go to French movies. And if you hear people speak French, go up to them and say, you know what, you're really not being very helpful right now. Those are the things that we can do to get on with it.
All right. Our 1-800-449-8686 with Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency, talking about, you know, how this is going to impact the French, how this is going to impact the travel business, number one, how you recover from this. I do know from my own experience, after a plane crash, we are not allowed to advertise airlines, you know?
Well, Phil, I'm just saying, get onion rings instead of French fries when you eat at Burger King. Let's recognize that we've got to move past this. And until we do, we're not going to be the people that we want to be. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
All right, we can kill the music now because I...
What?
All right, just... Because I don't need to hear that now. We're talking about the Concorde crashing. And I just...
Phil, I've got a friend, and I want you to know, I have a friend, her name is Simone. She and I were talking last night on the phone, and she assures me that the French did everything in their power to put the fire out because they have these Grand Prix races, and they have caused a crash. So for anybody wondering if the French were good at putting out that fire... They're good at it, and she told me, my friend Simone, who has a travel agency in France.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Colleen Kristen Brewster. With her don't play that On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Don't put that on because it's not... 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. We have on the line with us Colleen Christopher. I don't want to hear that music, okay? You can take that off. Colleen Kristen Brewster with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. This segment is generally called Looking on the Bright Side, but we did have the Concorde crash yesterday, and I wanted to ask Colleen. And Colleen, really, what I'm asking you is, how did this crash affect travel?
You know what, Phil? Everything is great. I don't look on the bad side. I don't look on the dark side.
And have you had people cancel travel plans?
I don't want to talk about it. All I want to say is everything's going to be fine. Let's move past it. I think a lot of you guys in the media do a really bad thing to those of us in the travel business, because you're talking about the Concorde crashing, and we are obviously, we need to, you know, stay in business, so...
It's not fair.
I don't think it's fair.
Well, it is news. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My name is Laurent. I'm French.
Yes, sir.
I traveled many times through the Charles de Gaulle Airport. I've seen the Concorde, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Taking off, it's a very impressive sight, and it's a very big misfortune that it crashed yesterday. But if I'm calling you, it's because I'm a bit surprised by this lady saying that nobody should go to France for that reason. I think...
I'm just saying that for the time being, we don't want to remind ourselves of France, because when we do, all we can think about is a plane on fire.
Okay, but in that case, you shouldn't travel to... Excuse me. In that case, you shouldn't travel to Chicago, where a plane crashed also, or to other parts of the United States.
When did that happen?
Like 20 years ago, the United flight,
well,
or what about the
about
flight
that.
In the flight in Florida that
I
went down the Everglades?
You see, your French accent is so beautiful, but it's reminding me of that sad crash. And that's what I said. I said anybody with a French accent or who even speaks French,
mm-hmm.
you should lay low for a while.
Well, I kind
of
agree with you. You know, you have 1 million Americans traveling to Paris and France every year. I think they enjoy it.
See,
I think it's, Americans are great people, and I enjoy a lot being here in Los Angeles,
yes.
But I can't help to be extremely angry when I hear what you're saying, because it's just taking advantage of a terrible tragedy and putting that on the air just maybe to serve an agenda that I'm not aware of.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that everybody wants to have a fun summer. It's really going to be fun. And
by the way, sir, I've been to Paris. It's a beautiful city. I was there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, you know, it's, there's not a lot of Parisians around. In fact, they all split. And
also, why do you do that? You're making me sad.
I'm making you sad how?
By talking about France.
Yeah, but so see, you're confusing everything you're saying. There was a crash in France. So if there was a crash in Los Angeles, will you tell people not to come to L.A. just to not be aware that there was a plane crash there?
Well, no, because this is where I live, and it doesn't make me sad when a plane crashes here.
You see, I live in
France. When the Alaska Airlines jet crashed in the ocean off of Malibu, it didn't affect me.
It didn't affect you?
Not really.
Well, actually, it did affect me. I felt completely shocked. I mean, I've been in L.A. for a long time. Malibu is a great place, and to have a plane crash at sea over there, it's just, I'm just thinking of the people. I don't care about me. I care about the families of the people who were in that plane. And just to think that somebody you loved was seeing this
Have
coming.
You been to Neptune's Net in Malibu?
Excuse me?
Have you been to Neptune's Net? It's really fun. By the way, as a Frenchman, you can help reassure a lot of listeners that the French do know how to fight fires, and you put the...
Okay, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
they put the fire out, okay?
Well, I just wanted to reassure people. Okay?
No, but the,
you know, you're really, really nice, and you're a really nice person, but your French accent really, really makes me feel sad, because uh-huh. all I can see is a flaming Concorde going across the horizon when you speak. And
that's all you can see.
And I think a lot of Americans
see that bit. I understand what you're saying, and
yeah.
I think it's a bit pointless what you're saying because. Yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And
so in other words, when this man talks and you hear his French accent, all you see is a streaking, flaming Concorde.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just
well,
can't
I'm
have
just
that.
Shocked.
And I think you're right.
I'm very sorry for you. I'm very shocked. I'd rather have you seeing a nicer picture than that
How about
one.
Thinking of the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, I've been up it about 15 times. Something else.
All right. How about thinking about the Arc de Triomphe?
No, I've been there.
Well, what
you
about
know the problem? That plane was developed by
there
the
There you
French
go with that
English.
Plane again. There you go with the plane again. You're bumming
no,
me
plane,
up.
So let me
it's
tell
driving
you,
me nuts.
Look at lady, calm down, okay?
Yeah, like
this
to
has
be,
been a this has been a tough.
I just wanted to say when a 747 crashes, they don't say all 747 are going to be
grounded.
I mean,
well, there's only 13. Well, take that back. There's only 12 of them, so. Anyway, yeah. Thank you, sir, for your call.
I'm in a bar, and this frog is killing my buzz, you know?
Okay,
thank you, sir. What do you mean this frog is killing your buzz?
He was harshing my buzz.
Watch your language, okay?
Yeah.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just want to say this is the first time I've called a talk show.
Hi, I'm Colleen.
This lady is absolutely morbid. Why should she be selling 100 seats when the people paid for those seats? Don't she think the family is mourning and all?
Well, what are they going to do with it?
Absolutely nuts.
Wait a minute. The people.
All you are out to do is to make money and promote your business. You don't give a darn about the poor people.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I care about you. Have you been to beautiful the Caribbean?
I've been everywhere, but I've never heard anybody as morbid as you are, lady.
Well, if I don't sell them, they'll go to waste. What do you think we should do?
I think the seats should go unsold. They were already paid for. Why should you be out peddling, trying to make money off of them?
Are the people going to get a refund?
How can they get a refund when they're dead?
No, you know what I'm saying. Somebody they're related to.
No, I don't. I think you're morbid.
The cruise line gets to keep the money, is what you're saying.
I hope the cruise line has more dignity than you do and will refund the money to some of the survivors.
There are no survivors. Hello? The whole plane burned up.
I mean to the survivors' family.
And what if they don't have family?
Okay, what are you trying to do? The lady's making a point here. You're going to resell those tickets?
Look, the lady's in Lancaster, PA. I can get her to New York City. She can get on a red eye tonight. Get
lady,
you can get on a.
You
can be in Ecuador in 2 weeks.
Anything you had to do with anything.
Well, you
and
know
I
what?
I hope this affects your business terrible because the people are listening to you on the air.
Those people
they know
that
all you're out to do is to make money, even off of the dead.
You know what? I don't mean to make a joke, but, darling, this morning you could put those victims in an ashtray in the cabin and you could have the rest of it. And
oh, my God.
What?
You know something?
How
I said
dare
it cried,
you?
And I didn't know a soul on that plane, but when I seen it, I cried. I had compassion because there is loved ones out there.
And how dare you use the victims in an ashtray? That's real class.
She's sick. They ought to put her in an ashtray.
Kill the music.
Get that music off. I don't want to hear Sunshiny Day.
You know something? You're both really, really depressing, and you're both really, really negative. And
do you think you're not depressing?
No, I'm all about being positive and up.
I'm very positive, too. I'm very positive about everything.
The name of this segment is On the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Well, Colleen, I'm going to tell you something.
And you're harshing my
buzz. Your actions tonight... It's going to cost you a lot of business. I don't think you'll ever, ever be number one like you're out to do.
I want to be the number one
to show you that some people will sell their souls to get on a radio talk show or to make money.
You're harshing my buzz.
Well, I don't care about your buzz.
But you're harshing it.
Well, I don't even know what you mean by that, but I hope if I'm harshing it, I'm harshing it real good.
Turn it off. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Hendry.
Yes.
I'm a black woman, and I want to know where the racism came into this. I mean, I want to see where the reverse racism is.
Okay, they gave the award to a black guy who came up with some spiral stare. They gave the award to a black guy.
Yeah, I know, but the black guy had a better idea than you did.
Oh, in your opinion. But I'm telling you that my...
Okay, who says your idea is better than his?
Think about it. You can get your teeth cleaned and have a gynecological exam at the same time.
Yes.
By the way, is this
somebody that's unqualified.
Is this Scary Spice?
No, it's not Scary Spice.
I've always been a fan. And
come on.
I don't believe that you're real.
No, I know it is. Downtown Julie Brown. Look, you come into my office,
Julie. I don't
think
that you're a real person.
Ma'am,
I
have a business in Reseda, and I'm trying desperately to keep it floating.
Where is Reseda, by the way? Whereabouts?
Is Reseda? Well,
what state is Reseda in?
What state, dear?
Yeah.
The state of California.
Oh, okay. It's got to be California, because I tell you what, it's the only place.
Oh, I get it. We're all nutcases.
Like,
yeah, we're all nutcases out here. Is that it?
Well,
that's
not
a
all
fine
of you,
how
but
do you
Jesus,
do?
Jesus, when I hear something like this, I've got to believe that there are more than
absolutely
couple nutcases out there.
You give a, you
if
give
you
a.
You can honestly, in your right mind,
all I
say
said was,
on national radio that you really believe that this would work.
Yes, I'm saying it. Look, I tell you what, where are you?
It doesn't matter where I am.
Come on in.
It doesn't
I'll give
matter
you a
where
free...
I am. I could be in Timbuktu. It wouldn't
I'll throw
matter.
In, look, I tell you what I'll do is I'll clean your teeth. I'll throw in dental x-rays, give you a good little breast feed, what do you call it, a breast feel.
Breast exam.
There's another thing as well.
Breast exam.
Touching woman's because you have fantasies about it.
No.
Let me tell you something. If there's anyone out there in the medical field that any one of us are to this doctor, I'm asking you to... I don't know what the association is.
We didn't hear that.
Association is, but somebody to let this...
Okay,
whoever is in
whatever it is that you want, we can't do because we didn't hear you. Whatever it is you want, we can't do because your car phone's so crappy, we didn't hear it. Okay, Phil, I'm done.
I wanted to hear what the... Are you there, ma'am? No, she
hung up.
She didn't hang up. Her car phone cut out. You know what? You're probably going...
I can hear everything you say.
There you are. You're right there, see?
Oh, well, as I was saying, you're a very nice lady, and I think you're great.
I am, and you don't know whether I'm nice or not.
Yeah.
And I know by listening to the things that they say and the snide comments that you make about women, and
what?
It's not, you're generalizing women. You're being demoralizing toward women. You are... in fact, you are demoralizing our human race.
Ma'am, I have been married four times to some
exactly.
of the...
Exactly. It figures.
What does that mean exactly? I have loved
every... It figures
every...
that you've been married four times because obviously every woman that you're with doesn't want to be with you because you're not a nice person.
I'm not a nice
you're
person.
You're a horrible, horrible man.
All I'm asking
you don't
to do...
to be a doctor.
All I'm asking to do is get a little feel going along
right,
with the
exactly.
extraction.
Exactly. That's what you're asking. You know what?
You're a great example of girl power, I'll tell you that.
I'm here. I can't believe it.
Mr. Henry, was on the phone before me.
You're a great example of female power.
Yes, ma'am.
She was right in what she said. You don't need to have people like this on your radio show. It's demoralizing and it's upsetting to women.
So what are you going to do, Henry? You're going to take this broad's advice? You're going to keep...
All right, I'm hanging up on you.
Oh, what a chick. What a chick.
Okay, I hung up on it, ma'am.
I don't want to hear something like this when I'm driving down the street. I was shaking in my shoes when I heard this man say these things.
I'm sorry.
It's awful.
I'm sorry.
And to say it's not a joke, it must. I thought I was listening to the Howard Stern Show.
Well, I was trying to be informative, I guess.
This is not informing women of anything.
I know.
In fact, not just women, but people in general. I just drove home, and my husband is asking me, what's wrong, what's wrong? I said to him, I've got to talk to this person on the phone because he's nuts.
I'm sorry. I blew it. I don't know. It's been rough lately for me, so.
Anyway, goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm sorry.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Phil Hendry. I'm gonna go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear you now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling, sunshine.
Okay, that's great. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I read somewhere today, I think it was, that they've discovered a 2,000-year-old toilet in China, and that's got the British, I guess, upset. Well, it doesn't have the British upset. I don't know whether the British care or not. But the British allegedly invented the toilet in the 19th century. There's a 2,000-year-old toilet that they just uncovered in China with a chain, with a toilet tank, the whole nine yards. Got an armrest. It's better. It's better than any toilet we have. How's that possible? How often do you dig something up, some archaeological find that's more advanced than some we have right now? It's a 2,000-year-old toilet, and it's freaking better than the ones we make over here. It's got an armrest. It's got footrests. It's probably a 5-gallon flush. Oh, yeah. It's everything you've ever dreamed and more in a toilet. And as long as we're talking about toilets, my toilet, the one that I got at my house, ain't any good at all, man. These things, this guy, I don't want to go in. You know, I talked about my house, a few months ago, ragged it real bad. Now I can't get anybody to go out there and do any work on it. But we have these toilets in the house. You got to hold the handle down for it to flush. Is that what you got? Isn't that maddening? You know, you'll hit it, and you'll think it's, and it'll stop, you know. So you got to sit there, you got to hold the thing to make sure the whole bloody thing flows. But how many times have you seen a toilet with an armrest? They think they really did somebody put telephones in the bathroom. You know, the only thing that a telephone in the bathroom does, it makes me want to make a call. I don't get phone calls in the bathroom. And while I'm sitting on the toilet, it's generally a moment where you want to sort of shut the world out. If you got something to read, that's great. You want to sit there and yak on the phone while you're on the toilet. You need to stay in touch with the world that bad that you got to have a phone in the toilet? So the only time I've ever talked on a phone in the toilet is if somebody's called me. And I have sat in there. I have eaten lots of food. I mean, I've tried to really get a good bowel movement going just so I could be sitting in there long enough so that someone would call me. Ain't happened yet. And remember how that was the symbol of a really good restaurant or hotel? That used to be a sign of a really class joint, a real class hotel room, if there was a phone in the toilet. I mean, sitting on the wall next to the toilet. I threw a phone in the toilet once. It was an AT&T, and it just wasn't getting it done for me. I think I bought it was like an $8 model I got off the wall at Target. I threw it in the toilet. But that used to be a symbol of real class in a hotel where there was a phone in the toilet, you know. And I asked my wife and just anybody, just people, why? And the answer would come back, because business people. Now, I know people that are on the phone a lot. I don't want to mention any names, Mike. But I see people constantly on the phone. Cell phone, car phone, at home, phone. They live their lives on a phone. Don't you think there's something odd about people like that? Like they can't have any face-to-face communication with human beings? I'm being serious now. There is something wrong with people that spend all that time on a telephone because they can't have a good, honest communication with a human being. Face-to-face, in the flesh. You want to know something else? It's real easy to insult people on a telephone, isn't it? I'm not talking about talk shows. This is a whole different world. I'm just talking about calling people on the phone. It's easy to talk like you're a real badass, if you'll pardon my expression, on the phone as opposed to being face-to-face. So people are emboldened and empowered. We're living in an age where everything is equalized. The great equalizer, the gun, more and more people own them. They're not going to take any crap from anybody. We live in a time nobody takes any crap from anyone anymore. You can't be the 800-pound gorilla on the beach kicking sand in somebody's face because the guy might have a Beretta in his little beach bag there. And you can't even give anybody any lip anymore because they have a telephone, so they can give you all kinds of crap. And, you know. Anyway, getting back to the toilets, my house, let's get those 5-gallon flushes back in, okay? Because that 1.5-gallon is not getting it done. And when I see that the Chinese dug one up, man, that's better than anything that we invented, or the British, that Thomas Crapper guy, and that name's got to be a gag. Who invented the toilet? Oh, Thomas Crapper did. Right. Sure he did. Mike's in there going, he did? Oh, you believe this? This is a publicity stunt. Now I got to find out who invented that Chinese toilet, because that came before the British one. The guy's name is Chung or Ming or Fao or Fung. So all of a sudden you're squeezing off a Fung instead of a crap. Chunk. There you go. That's the name. It wasn't Mr. Crapper. It was Feng Yao Chunk. Tong Young Bung. Thank you. Okay, 1-800 Funky Chunk. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And it's time now for a segment that we do on occasion on our program. Does Bud Dickman want to be a millionaire? And Bud, you ready to go?
Yeah, I am. I don't have the real music. That's all I could come up with.
Yeah, that's fine, Bud. Thank you. I asked him to go out and get Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music, and he got me Fistful of Dollars instead.
Well, that's close.
Yeah, that's real close, man. Whew. Just almost there. Regis Philbin, Clint Eastwood. You know, you just missed it by a hair there, Bud.
What are you going to do?
All right, well, this is Does Bud Dickman Want to Be a Millionaire?
Right. So I'm going to answer a question.
Yeah, get over the microphone here, man.
So I'm going to answer a question on what to do?
Yeah, what I'm going to have you do, man, is I'm going to ask you questions. And you know, and Mike's going to help out with the questions, too. And then you're going to, you know, go up the ladder to $1 million, okay?
All right, I'm going to do the bait.
Whatever you said, man, I don't understand, okay? All right, so you ready?
Yeah. You like music?
It's all we got, okay? Okay, here goes the first question, Bud. Ready?
Yeah.
When you're walking across the street and you get hit by a car, it's possible you were walking on a red light, B, a yellow light, C, a green light.
Hmm.
Okay. I know you got thrown from a motorcycle once, right?
Yeah, but up north, Ohio, you got pitched into a tree.
Okay. So,
do you repeat it?
Yeah, I'll repeat it. When you're walking across the street and you get hit by a car, it's possible that you were walking on a red light, on a yellow light, or on a green light?
Am I light?
Your light. What color is your light? When you're walking across the street, you got hit by a car, what color was the light for you?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta use a lifeline.
You're gonna use a lifeline?
Yeah.
All right, who do you want to call?
I want to call my mom.
Okay. Let's get Bud's mom on the phone right now, and she is at home in Ojai, courtesy of AT&T. Hello, Mrs. Dickman.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, your son Bud is here.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hi, how you doing, son? Real good. My bad. Mom, when you're walking across the street and you get hit by a car, is your light green, red, or yellow? Well,
I want to use a lifeline.
Let's see. Who got hit?
Who got hit?
I just told you. You got hit.
I got hit.
You got hit?
I got hit.
He got hit.
Okay. Well, man.
I know it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute. Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Dickman.
Hi, Phil.
Okay, do you guys want to come up with an answer here, or, you know...
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
Hey, what is the Alamo getting ready to be attacked? What is this music?
Just answer the question, okay? This is what your son came up with when I asked him for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music. Freaking Fistful of Dollars, okay?
Jesus.
An asshole, Mom. I got to work with him, too.
Wow. Could you repeat the
question? Yes, I'll repeat the question. When you're walking across the street and you get hit by a car, was the light you were walking on green, yellow, or red?
What do you like, Bud?
I don't know. I was tending toward green.
green.
Is that your final answer?
No, it isn't. Let me just think.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, what is your answer?
Red.
Okay, Mom, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, son.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Hang the phone up.
So, well, I guess your answer's red, huh?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Will you come on, man? What's the final answer when you're going across the street?
And I like this part of the song. Hold on.
My final answer's green.
Green, you're right. Okay, yay.
Yeah, what's the matter? You look terrible.
I'm just waiting for you to answer the question. All right, here's another question for you, Bud, all right? On does Bud Dickman want to be a millionaire? When someone calls you at home, you generally hear what sound? A horn? A buzzer? A bell? What is it?
Keep going.
What do you mean, keep going?
Keep going.
A horn, a buzzer, a bell? Well, when someone calls you at home, what do you hear?
I generally hear them yelling at me. So that's why I said...
That's, well, all right, well, you only get three answers here. A horn, a buzzer, or a bell. When someone calls you at home, what do you hear?
Well, I got tinnitus, so that means I generally do hear a buzzing all the time. And it,
when somebody calls you at home, man, forget about whether you got tinnitus. Okay?
Where they call me?
I don't know what they're calling you on a telephone.
Oh, all right. That'd be A.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
A horn.
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
You're wrong, dude. It's a bell.
Not the phone that I got. The one that I got on...
All right, well, you know what I'm talking about, man. If someone calls you at home, they're calling you on the phone, it's generally a bell. Okay, so they don't ring bells anymore. They sound more like, you know...
They sound a lot like horns.
So, do I give it to him? Now they're telling me I'm supposed to give it to you.
I knew you had to give it to me.
Well, what? Look at Schaefer. Give me these questions, okay? If the guy's calling a guy on a freaking phone, is it a horn, a buzzer, a bell? He says horn.
That's right. My phone sounds like a horn section from Chicago, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's a great phone you got, okay?
I got Donald Duck Cho-Cho Train phone, too.
Cho-Cho Train. Next question. When you ask a woman out and she says yes, she is generally what? A, pretty. B, intelligent. C, out of her freaking mind. What's the answer to that one, Dickman?
You play the music, please.
Yeah, there's some cowboy music for you, okay?
Please repeat the question.
You heard me, man.
Please repeat the question.
When you ask a woman out on a date and she says yes, she's generally what? A, pretty. B, intelligent. C, out of her friggin' mind.
Can I poll the audience?
Can you poll the audience?
One at a time. I need to use the 50-50.
You can't use 50-50 because there's three freaking answers. What's the answer, man?
Phil Hendry Show.